This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Although none of us really tune in anymore. You don't tune your dial on the radio, do you? You scan or you find the place digitally. Good morning, Ed Vitagliano.
Good morning, Tim Wildman. Yeah, I remember that little red... That little red line would go across your dial.
Yeah.
And you hear...
You tune in.
You tune in.
You find
your right spot.
J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Amplitude modulation and frequency modulation. That's what AM and FM stand for when you were watching that little red line go across your realistic receiver.
That would be a good trivia question
Martinez
right there.
Or something.
That would be a good trivia question. Welcome, everybody, to the program. We call this, what do we call this besides Trivia Friday, gentlemen?
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, so we're going to play the game we always play every Friday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, that we give three questions each, and then you call in and try to answer one of our trivia questions. And, I said and, I did say and, you ask us a trivia question, so ask and answer. That's the way we like it, but you can do either one.
Come prepared to class, people. You know?
That's what we're saying.
Have a question.
Bring it. That's what we're saying. If you want to go to our Facebook page for today's issues, you can comment on the show there and watch the show if you'd like to do that as well. Comment at Facebook for today's issues. You can also go to AFR.net to listen. Get our app. And listen there on your phone or your iPad or similar or a similar device. So what are our ground rules, Ed?
Well, we really only have two ground rules, Tim. The first is if you have called and gotten on the program in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. Wait a week to allow others to get on. We try to get as many people as possible an opportunity to be on this show. The second rule is obey all rules. There you go. Our only two rules.
All right.
From a classic episode of Andy Griffith.
All right. So I think that's it. Now, we do have a mystery question. And if you answer the mystery question, if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, it's the beloved cowbell. You'll hear the beloved cowbell ring. Then you answer it. You've answered correctly. We'll celebrate with you here.
Oh, we will.
Absolutely.
We'll celebrate with you here.
You won't see it, but the confetti will be falling from the ceiling. They'll release a lot of doves.
And
we'll
you will win a...
the roof.
What will they win, JJ?
They're going to
buying curtain number one.
It's a nice... Man, that's going to date us.
I'm showing it on our Facebook Live page. It's what?
It's going to date us. Travel, yeah. An AFR travel mug. Really nice.
You have to travel, though, to use it.
No.
You don't?
You can travel from room to room.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to move around.
In your robe
and
slippers.
A little bit of traveling.
If you stop moving, it stops heating your coffee.
That's right.
It's a funny kind of
movement.
It keeps hot things hot and cold things cold, and it knows. It knows which is which.
JJ, I mean, Ed, if you would give the phone number for people to reach us.
That is a great idea,
Tim. And then give you three questions.
All right. Here is the number. If you want to get... on this here show, 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840 is the number to call. I guess we're going to get going right away. This is awesome. Here are my three questions. In Genesis 2, we are told that a river went out of Eden and became four rivers. What were they? What's the name of those four rivers?
Good question.
There in Genesis 2. Question number two, who wrote the classic Tarzan novels? Who wrote the classic Tarzan novels? Number three, a true-false question in honor of my fellow professor, J.J. Jasper, who started this. The Nintendo company, known for its video games, was actually founded in 1889 as a playing card company. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Start off with a Bible question. What woman of Jericho was spared when Joshua's men took the city? What woman of Jericho was spared when Joshua's men took the city? Second question, if you injure your hallux, where are you hurting? If you injure your hallux, H-A-L-L-U-X, where are you hurting?
Do you yell out?
Dr. Wildman, we've got a patient, Vitagliano needs his hallux removed. Cold blue.
Hey, I got news for you. I've already had mine removed.
Your hallux removed.
Yeah, so here's my last one. So yeah, if you injure your hallux, where are you hurting? And third question, true or false? Thomas L. Slugger, owner of the Slugger Chair Company in Louisville, Kentucky, started making baseball bats as an afterthought as he observed his factory workers playing baseball during their break and using the chair legs as bats. Is that true? Or false? Thomas L. Slugger, owner of the Slugger Chair Company, saw the factory workers on their break playing baseball, and they were using the chair legs for bats, and the rest is history.
Is that true or false?
Is that true or false?
Was he moved?
That's a great question.
Was that Mr. Slugger moved
like inspired,
to do something about a problem he saw in front of America?
He had an aha moment, according to history.
Is that true or false?
Yeah. And anybody who's ever played baseball, be thankful those factory workers were out there on their break playing baseball.
If that's true, that's right.
Using those chair legs.
Here are my three questions. What are you shopping for if you are sized up by Brannock device? Anybody follow me on that
question?
Yeah,
these questions are awesome.
Okay. What are you shopping for if you are sized up by Brannock device? Number two.
I need you to come out here in the parking lot and bring your Brannock device. The old lady is wanting to make a purchase. So we want to make sure it ain't going to be two sizes too big or two sizes too small. Come on out here in the parking lot. Don't forget to lug that Brannock device with you.
It sounds like a sale you were promoting there. A two for one.
Come on down. Where the inflatable gorilla is.
All right. Here are my other two questions. What planet is the brightest object in the sky after the sun and moon? Got the sun and the moon up there in the sky. I don't know if it'd ever be down there in the sky. And there's after that, what's the brightest star in the sky?
It is for people in Australia. They say, wow, look down there. The sun is coming up. What a gorgeous sunrise. Y'all look down there. Look at those. Look down under. Look at that beautiful crescent moon.
Down under. Duly noted, JJ. Very perceptive.
Very astute.
All right, here is the third question. What land animal other than man has the longest lifespan? What land mammal other than man has the longest lifespan?
Oddly enough, this animal does not possess a hallux, so that may be some.
No, and he's never traveled to this planet I'm talking about either. So those are clues.
Yeah,
that will help.
Dead giveaways.
All right, to the phones we go, brother.
To the phones we go. We go to Texas. Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Benjamin. Okay, Benjamin, you missed your chance.
Was that Benjamin's issue or was that ours?
We're going to find out here in a second when I click on the second one. We go back to Texas. This could be a Texas thing. Grace is on the line. Grace, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Grace, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
Do Ray have one?
Grace, here's my question. What woman of Jericho was spared when Joshua's men took the city?
Rahab?
Way to get started. Yes, ma'am.
Little known fact, Rahab went on to play in several episodes of Laverne and Shirley.
Talk about a long lifespan.
Yeah, much later.
That may be the answer to my question. Maybe she was the mammal.
Who knows?
That has the longest lifespan after... Anyway.
Hey, way to get that, Grace. Joshua 6, verse 17 is where you find that. Do you have a question for us?
Okay, Joshua 6, verse what?
Joshua 6, verse 17. And good way to start us off with that correct answer. Do Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
The cartoon with the character Snagglepuss. What cartoon, what is the name of the cartoon, and do you know who played the Snagglepuss as the character, and what channel was it on?
Hexa, it's Stage Lefty Fun. That's the character, yeah. Snagglepuss.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Oh,
Hexa. You know what? I missed that altogether.
Snagglepuss? Really?
I've heard of it, but I didn't.
It was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, so it wasn't with the Looney Tunes.
What was it like?
He was a like a mountain lion or something, wasn't he? Wasn't he, Grace, a mountain lion? Okay, so you're asking what was the name of the cartoon?
Uh-huh.
That it came from?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Snagglepuss.
It made a cameo in Winnie the Pooh. I remember that. Because it won an Emmy. It won an Emmy that year.
For Snagglepuss?
Yeah.
It was crossover.
They were promoting each other's movies and shows and things. Winnie the Pooh.
You know, I don't know any of the rest of that. I'm sure when you tell me the name of the cartoon, I'll go, But
Grace, surely we get extra points for Ed being able to do the voice. That ought to be worth a little something.
Yeah, a little something. So go ahead and fill in the blanks for us.
Okay, well, he needs to work on that just a little bit, but...
thank you, Grace.
I couldn't remember, and I thought you guys are all knowing, and you would know.
What? You wait. You asked us a question, and you don't know the answer to it?
Mm. Yes, sir.
We have put people in jail for that before. That is an absolute no-no to call in with a trivia question that you know not the answer and pose it to us. Were you hoping that we would get it right? How would you know if we got it right?
Oh, I think I do know the answer now. Yeah. It was
now that you mentioned it.
Acme Cartoons.
Do we need to give some grace here?
We'll give some grace to Grace. And I will tell you, I'm hurt. I used to be able to do a lot of these cartoons spot on, but I'm going to go back to my office after this. And those
work on your Snagglepuss.
Offices around me are going to hear me trying to imitate
in the mirror
Snagglepuss.
Hey, and I just want
to.
And I just want to say you sound amazing. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you, guys. Y'all are a blessing in my prayers.
All right.
Thank you, Grace.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University
is on the air. And we're going to repeat our questions quickly.
Okay. In Genesis chapter 2, we are told that a river went out of Eden and became four rivers. What were their names? Second question.
Rivers ran through it, right?
They ran out of it.
Ran out of it.
Yeah, which was the sequel to the movie you're talking about, which was actually made from a book. Second question, who wrote the classic Tarzan novels? And number three, a true-false question. The Nintendo company, known for its video games, was actually founded in 1889 as a playing card company. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. If you injure your hallux, where are you hurting?
Mm.
Second question, true or false, Thomas L. Slugger, owner of the Slugger Chair Company in Louisville, Kentucky, started making baseball bats as an afterthought while watching his factory workers playing baseball during their break using the chair legs. Is that true or false? And I'll add one since one was answered. This is multiple choice. How many fireplaces are there in the White House? A, 18, B, 28, or C, 38? Are there 18, 28, or 38 fireplaces in the White House?
Okay, and let me just say something on your Slugger question. JJ, I don't want to ever hear you mock the length of my questions after that one.
I had to put a hinge in the middle of that as I was turning a corner with that long question.
That's a good sentence to dissect in English class.
Oh, man. Yeah. Remember doing that?
William Faulkner said it was okay. He was fine with it.
He was good with it?
He signed off on it.
All right, my three questions. Number one, what are you shopping for if you are sized up by a Brannick device? If you're sized up by a Brannick device, what are you shopping for? Number two, what planet is the brightest object in the sky after the sun and the moon? I feel like there's a song there. Don't you? Like a nursery rhyme?
Yeah, it sounds like there's something.
Okay.
Somebody needs to be running away with a spoon at the end of that question.
Right. All right. What finally, what land animal other than man has the longest lifespan? What land and mammal other than man has the longest lifespan? There you go. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is our phone number to call and be on the air. Please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We like to give as many new people an opportunity to play trivia as we can get on the air. So you can call us and be on if you haven't been on in the last 4 weeks. Back to the phones we go, Ed.
Back to the phones we go. We go to La, as in Louisiana, and Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Mr. Wildman's question about the planet in the sky.
Mr. Wildman.
Oh, thank you for that respect. I get little around here. what planet? Who am I talking to here?
Seth.
Seth, brother Seth. Here's a question. How old are you, brother Seth?
14.
14. Okay. Just two more years, right?
And you'll be on the road again.
Yeah.
Two more years. You get the driver's license. If you get this question right, we're going to go ahead and send you your driver's license. Okay?
To go along with your brand new car.
All right, here's the question. What planet is the brightest object in the sky after the sun and the moon? And what's the correct answer? Seth?
Venus. Way to go. Venus. Oh, man, now, I don't hear the cowbell.
No.
That would have been fun if he had won the travel mug to go along with his driver's license he's going to be getting early.
You know, you can go out in the sky.
You can go out in the sky?
You can go out in the sky if you want to. I've been looking in the sky the last month or so, and Venus is just – have y'all seen this?
So bright.
Venus, yeah.
Yeah. So the last few weeks, it's crazy how bright it is. I thought it was an airplane that just stubborn.
It looks like an airplane.
Did not want to
land. No, it looks like an airplane in the sky. First, when I first saw it about 6 weeks ago, I noticed it. I thought, this is an airplane, but it never moved.
Right.
And anyway.
Well, maybe it was just coming towards you.
Venus?
The plane.
No, it wasn't a plane. It was Venus.
You don't get it.
No, I don't get it.
It never moved. If it's coming towards you, you don't see it unless you stand there for a long time.
We'll do this during the break, Ed. Yeah. We'll get together and connect. But right now, Seth answered the question correctly.
Absolutely.
And he's to be applauded. Yes, we applaud
yes,
Seth.
Yes.
We applaud him.
All right.
Seth, you have a question for us?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
I was thinking about Jack Webb, since y'all had one of that questions a few weeks ago.
Jack Webb from Dragnet?
Yes, sir.
Wow, you're a young Dragnet fan.
Yeah.
It's a true or false question. It said that it may or may not have said that he was buried with full police honors.
Is that true or false?
That's true.
I'm guessing that's true.
It's true.
Even though he was an actor playing a police officer.
Yeah.
He was so admired.
But they retired the badge 714.
Really?
Is that right?
Because that badge shows up on the screen during the intro or outro to the program. I remember that badge.
And during the service, it was very solemn. But the man that did that brought the message said, "I'm just going to give you the facts."
Yeah,
just the facts
of Jack's life. Hey, Seth, that's a great question.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
We appreciate your love for Dragnet. It's an old classic show, and you don't have to worry about anything bad on it. The good guys win, the bad guys lose. That's the way we like our programs. All right, Seth, thank you.
I remember that Andy episode.
You do?
I
know, man.
Obey all rules?
Yes, yeah. obey all
no
rules.
No writing on the wall.
No writing on the wall.
Very hard to erase writing off the wall.
That's right. You know, you're getting a little bit of Barney Fife accent. You keep working on that.
He's got it down.
Yeah. Excellent job, Seth. Thank you, brother.
Hey, by the way, Venus is one of the brightest objects in the night sky. I mentioned that Venus is so bright because its thick clouds reflect most of the sunlight that reaches it, and it reflects it back into space. And because it is the closest planet to the Earth, Venus can also often be seen within a few hours after sunset, which is when I see it.
Yeah.
And before sunset as the brightest object in the sky other than the sun or the moon.
Huh.
So there you go. In the night sky, obviously, other than the moon, it's the brightest star. It's the brightest star in the solar system.
Star.
But planet.
Yeah.
My apologies. Brightest planet in the solar system. Back to the phones we go.
Back to the phones. We go back to Louisiana. Texas and Louisiana dominating so far this morning. Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Actually, just
doing
pretty
good.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get no complaints. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Keith?
I want to answer.
All right, which one?
Try to answer one of your true or false questions on the Nintendo.
All right, here's the question. The Nintendo company, known for its video games, was actually founded in 1889 as a playing card company. Keith, is that true or false?
I believe it's true.
That is true.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Hard to believe. 1889, the Nintendo company was founded as a playing card company, and only later, obviously, adjusted to the times.
So they made, like, cards?
Playing cards. Yeah. Only it was Japanese games, but,
yeah.
You know,
that makes sense. If you can start off making chair legs and turn that into the yeah. world-famous Louisville Slugger, it only stands to reason.
Oh, yeah. Good. Did you have to look that up, Keith, or did you know that as an odd trivial fact or what?
No, sir. I just took a quick guess at it.
Okay.
Hey, you used the same formula I did taking the ACT, Keith. I mean, you got a chance if you just put C and go down through there and mark everything on C, and you had a 50-50 shot at it.
Yeah.
I think actually C would be a 1 in 4. It would be a 25% shot.
Exactly. Hey,
that's
Keith.
That's what he was just trying to get across.
What's your question for us?
I didn't have a question. Could I take a crack at one of those rivers?
No, we just allow callers one question.
And this is at the end of the
Because we have limited numbers of questions, and we have some smart people call in. They could answer probably everything we have.
And we invest hours of research into these questions, and we just can't let people answer for.
Yeah.
Right, thank you, brother. You have a good day.
Well, yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Okay. He tried, though. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are... We don't really have time to go to another call until the break. But when we get back from the break, Ed, who will we have?
We will have Mike from Pennsylvania and Doug from Arkansas, who've been waiting a while. They will be next up. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something pretty cool that happened? I'm going to be at Fairmont Christian Church on March the 11th, and I called to see if they had any questions they needed answering. And the fella, I think it was Kevin, said they normally take about 3 weeks to sell their tickets for the men's event. And they sold out in 2 days. 400 tickets.
Where is this?
This is Fairmont Christian Church. A lot of folks probably listening right now. 400 men.
I know, but there's probably 100 Fairmont Christian
I'm sorry.
Churches.
Yeah, in Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond,
area.
Okay.
Mechanicsville, Virginia. So I'm so excited about
being there. When are you going to be there?
March the 11th. I'll be there.
That's coming up.
DeRidder, Louisiana, on March the 24th and 25th. Tifton, Georgia, April the 4th. Oil City, Pennsylvania, April the 14th.
People, instead of trying to write this down, where can they go to see your calendar?
JJJasper.com. The calendar's there, but so exciting to get together with our listeners. I just
love
it.
You're opening for Pink Floyd, too, aren't you, this summer? This summer on their tour?
Just another brick in the wall, JJ. That's all you are.
Oh,
look for
you guys
that.
Are good.
Look for that across America. All right, we're going to take a break right here. We shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Don't go anywhere.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
and on Facebook.
The first cries of a newborn baby signal the miracle of life. There are some who believe that life actually begins at that point, that whatever is in the womb is just tissue and could possibly even be an accident. But the Bible shows something quite different. In Psalm 139, it says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Life begins in the womb at the point of conception, and the Bible makes it clear that it's not just tissue, and there are no accidents with God. Life is a precious gift that's meant to be treasured, not destroyed. In fact, life is so valued by God that He sent His Son Jesus to be the sacrifice for sin so we could have life with Him for eternity. If life is that important to God, shouldn't we do all we can to protect it? For your help in defending the sanctity of human life, thank you. From AFR.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University's in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University. University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. If Democrats have their way, California could become the first sanctuary state. Lawmakers are working on a bill that would create a border-to-border sanctuary for illegals, and it would stop police officers from working with immigration officials. In other words, California wants to protect illegals at the expense of law-abiding American citizens. In 2015, federal immigration officers asked the San Francisco jail to hold Juan Sanchez, an illegal. Mr. Sanchez had been deported a number of times, but kept coming back. But instead of turning Mr. Sanchez over to the feds, he was let go. And not long afterwards, he gunned down Kate Steinle, an American citizen. And in my estimation, San Francisco City Hall is partly to blame for her murder. If California decides to harbor more illegals, I suspect there will be more Kate Steinleys. I'm Todd Starnes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Oh, there you go.
A rousing song. I get up every morning for this.
That was for you, Seth.
Jack Webb. We had a question earlier about Jack Webb from Dragnet, and he was buried with full police honors. Even though he was not a police officer, he was an actor, but that was a show. Was it? That's 60s, right?
Yeah, 60s.
60s. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening. We call this show
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We've done a whole lot of learning already just in 30
man,
minutes.
Oh, man, believe
huh?
it. Incredible.
IQs have been raised, I'm saying, a dozen to 14 points.
Maybe.
Just in the last 30
That's
minutes.
That's fair to
so.
Say.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah. If people are paying attention, look, and if you're not paying attention, you know, you're not a baby anymore. You're
no,
an adult.
Grow up.
You're going to have to take this information and use it. If you want to lay your head on the desk and just sleep,
right.
we're not going to suffer because of that.
Right.
right.
But if you want to be more smarter, you
right.
need to pay attention to what you're hearing
so.
On this show.
What we're saying, people, is apply yourself. Apply yourself.
Yes.
Three simple words that sound like two. Or two that sound like three. Or something. You get the idea.
Who knows?
You get the idea. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's the phone number to reach us. Now, please only call if you have not got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. That rings to our phone right over here. We can see the phone that you're calling, and you can get on the air with us.
In fact, we can see you as you call.
We can?
Oh, yeah.
Through your radio?
Through their radio, through their phone.
Wow.
We access the database.
We are the NSA, basically, is what we're saying. So you can call in and be on the air with us. Let's repeat our questions, and if heretofore...
You said it.
34 minutes and 57 seconds. And I finally get to say heretofore. Heretofore gone unanswered. Go ahead, Professor Ed.
All right, in Genesis 2, we are told that a river went out of Eden and became four rivers. Mm-hmm. What were the names of those four rivers? Right mm-hmm. there in Genesis 2. Folks, just look it up. Look it up in your Bibles.
It's not Paul, John, Ringo, and... Right?
That's right. All right, question number two. Who wrote the classic Tarzan novels? And I'll add one since I've had one answered. I've been doing some Popeye questions of late. Before spinach, what did Popeye's great-grandfather eat for strength?
Wow, you talk about trivia. Here's what I've got. If you injure your hallux, where are you hurting?
Ouch.
Melvin, you better get off that ladder. You're going to break your hallux.
You're asking if you do hurt your hallux, what are you hurting?
That's right. Okay. H-A-L-L-U-X. Second question, true
That'd
or false?
Be a good name for a dog, too.
Hallux?
Well, I had a hallux vacuum cleaner one time. It was really good. This guy came to the door.
Right.
I bought it.
Well, I tell you.
$450.
Those Hallux Davidsons are good motorcycles, too.
They vibrate a lot. Yeah. You got to keep some tools with you, but they're worth it. Hey, here's my second question. True or false? Thomas L. Slugger, owner of the Slugger Chair Company in Louisville, Kentucky, started making baseball bats as an afterthought while watching his factory workers playing baseball during their break and using the chair legs as bats. Is that true or false? And then the third question, multiple choice. How many fireplaces are there in the White House? 18, 28, or 38? Man, either way, there's a whole lot of fireplaces.
Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. You can send us an email. By the way, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. You can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page and watch the show and listen there, or get our app and download it and listen to AFR anywhere in the world on your phone or your iPad or similar device. Here are my three questions. What are you shopping for if you are sized up by a Brannick device? By a Brannick device, what are you shopping for if you use that? Number two, what land animal other than man has the longest lifespan? And a new question, speaking of Tarzan, what was Tarzan's chimpanzee's name? What was Tarzan's chimpanzee's name?
Okay, you got Tarzan, got Jane. We know the elephant's name was Trigger. But what was the chimpanzee's name?
Yeah, Hallux. It was Hallux, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not saying.
Little Hallux.
I'm not saying. I'm not giving away. I'm not saying yes or no to any guess.
A little behind the scenes, when they were doing the casting call, they had to make them get in a Brannick device just to make sure that the chimpanzee was going to be able to,
Right.
You know, the acting coach that worked with Tarzan, Johnny
Weissmuller was
the first one to teach him how to do that. Was Carol Burnett
to do
the
Tarzan call?
Yeah,
Carol Burnett.
She taught him.
I thought it was Dorf.
I know it's not polite to tell the boss what to do, but if you could put your shirt back on, that would make me feel a lot more comfortable. Even though this is radio,
right?
Yes.
I understand. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We go to Pennsylvania. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you for letting me on the air again.
Well, you're certainly welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which question you want to try to answer?
Well, since we're talking about Tarzan, I'll go ahead and answer the author of Tarzan.
All right. Who wrote the classic Tarzan novels?
That'd be Edgar Rice Burroughs.
That is correct.
Whoa! That's the cowbell.
The cowbell.
You know what? You two guys were genuinely excited when that cowbell rang.
We're excited for Mike.
That's right.
JJ, what does that mean?
Mike is the big winner. He answered correctly and gets an AFR travel mug. We're going to send it to you free of charge. You don't even have to pay. We're not going to do that COD. We're going to pay for the shipping and the mug, and you're going to have a nice AFR.
This is Mike.
Mike, you're stainless steel.
You have to travel, though, Mike, to use it, okay? It's a travel mug.
I drive for a living, so it'll definitely go in handy here.
Well, there you go. Handy. I get it.
Fit your lifestyle. Fit your lifestyle. We're going to send you this. You're going to need to hold on so we can get your address.
Yeah, when we're through with you, we'll put you on hold. And yeah. Cindy Roberts will get your shipping information, okay, Mike?
You sound like we don't care about him as a person. You said when we get through with you, we'll put
when we get
you
through.
On,
when we discard you, Mike.
We'll put you on hold.
That's right. When we discard you, we'll put you on hold. Elevator, and then whatever, you know?
You'll hear your elevator music for a long, long time. No, go ahead with your question for us, brother.
Well, I'd like to kind of combine my two favorite things, sports and military.
Okay.
In football, the referees make the timeout symbol by putting their hands onto their shoulders, indicating a T. This symbol has a different meaning in the military. What does it mean to a military person?
I think he's talking about this right here.
Right, timeout. Yeah, our listeners can't see what you're doing. But
give me an M. Give me a Y.
So it's
an O.
That's the
hey, Ed,
the village people.
Your dad was Marine. It does have something to do with rank? Are they saying, check, you notice what rank?
Man, I'm not even going to pretend.
Mike, we're talking amongst ourselves right now. Or is this Mike?
It's Mike.
Yeah, we're talking amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no.
It's not going to be.
But that's what he's talking about.
Get down and give me 20.
Timeout.
Yeah, it's going to be the shoulders, so I'm going to say it's, something about the rank.
Hmm. I have no idea. You got to guess.
I do not. I'm sorry.
All right, JJ's got a guess on the table. Mike, is he right?
Recognize that buzzer. Sound.
What's the right answer, Mike?
I'm afraid, actually, that symbol indicated from any military person indicating that gas is present and they need to put on their gas mask.
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh,
that's a good one to know.
Do they have lots of symbols like that in the military?
We actually have quite a few different symbols, mostly indicated so that people could see even if they cannot hear the emergency call.
Yeah, because
the battlefield might be very noisy. And
mm-hmm. Wow, that was very wise.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
You look to your commander, and at least if there's a lot of noise, you can see what precautions
that's
to take.
True.
Thanks,
hey,
Mike. Stay on the line.
We're gonna put you on. Hold, Mike. Okay.
So because he won,
right,
he won, right?
He won.
Yeah, he won. So after Ed kicks him to the curb,
we're done with him.
Then he's gonna.
We use our students. You know, you bring a little information to our program, after that, we're done with you.
Discard.
Discard.
No, there is a time when we send out those letters to the alumni.
Yes.
To try to help us build, get the new stadium built.
Yes, for the next 50 years after you graduate. After you spend $150,000 to go to our college, the rest of your life,
we're
going to harass you to give more.
Well, we were getting – well, then everybody's experienced this, haven't they?
Yeah.
We had two in college and at a major university, and I remember the alumni calling us, and Allison, we had two, and I mean, it was all we could do, pay our bills to keep them in school,
and
they were wanting a donation. She said, please don't call me till my kids graduate. My donation is keeping my two in your school now.
My daughter is a senior at that same school, and I'm right there with her. Thankfully, I don't get very many letters from the School of Hard Knocks where I graduated.
They're not asking for money?
No, they're not asking for money.
Back to the phones, Brother Ed.
Back to the phones,
Professor
Arkansas.
Ed.
David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thanks, guys. I enjoy listening to your show every week, and I enjoy your program on as daily a basis as I can because I do a lot of subbing as a semi-retired teacher. So,
thank you.
Anyway, good to be with you.
Yes, sir, David.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
Well, I'd like to do both. Now, the previous caller, Mike, got my Tarzan question, but I think I can answer the other one.
You realize how close you came to winning a mug, David? I don't want to make you feel
it's
a gift.
Been yours right there, David.
Yeah, it's a gift that I have.
That could have been
yours.
You
were within a whisker of
yours
winning
to be
something.
Had right there. I'm showing you on the video. But anyway, what was Tarzan's chimpanzee's name?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the question?
I believe it was Cheetah.
Cheetah!
Hey, way to go.
Cheetah.
Hey, here's a trip for you. Back when I was a kid a long time ago, I had a friend that went to Florida and went to Johnny Weissmuller's ranch or someplace and one of the cheetahs was still alive at that time, and he brought me back an autographed picture.
are you serious?
From cheetah from the chimpanzee?
I'm not kidding.
You still have it?
I do, somewhere in my memorabilia.
Could you read the signature? That's my question. Or was it just a smeared banana towards the bottom? It looked like a slug went across the bottom of the picture.
I mean, when you bring that out at a party or something or a gathering and you explain, this is Cheetah
this is autographed.
From Tarzan, this is his autograph. How do you prove it?
You sell that one on eBay.
I guess he has a secretary.
Man.
Well, he's such a huge star, he probably did. Cheetah.
Oh, that's cool. And David, you're the reason we have this show. That's a great bit of trivia. Thank you for that. Thank you for all of your years as an educator.
Hey, if you find
glad
that,
you're still subbing.
If you find that picture, take a picture of it and send it to us. We'd like to put it on our Facebook page.
I'll be happy to. And I have a picture. I have a question for y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, I don't live too far. I live in the Ozarks. I'm not too far from the Pea Ridge battlefield. What was the significance of the Union victory at the Battle of Pea Ridge in March of 1862?
It all started with Private Ryan. Now, this is a part of the history books that don't teach you, all because of that Common Core. But it started with Private Ryan, and there's a whole bunch of brothers. And they said, we can't be having this.
The Battle of Pea Ridge in Arkansas.
What's the
question again?
Significance of it?
Significance?
For the Union victory?
Why was the Union victory at Pea Ridge so important for the Union?
You know, okay. It's almost always about a supply depot or
railroad junction.
The railroad, stopping the railroad so the supplies couldn't be moved down or blocking the passage of the river or something, but I have no clue on that.
I don't either. I'm not even pretend.
It was a moral victory.
It was just an encouragement to the other generals who were fighting.
Right.
Once they got a text message about that battle at Pea Ridge,
right,
they thought, well, we can win our battle.
Right. I wish I had talked to my great-grandfather more. He was a pilot during the Civil War, and I could have got all that information from him.
Yeah, could have just recorded it. All right, David, you got us. We don't know.
Okay. The significance of the victory was rebel forces had been drawn into Arkansas, but when they defeated the rebel forces, they pretty much secured Missouri for the Union.
Okay.
Oh,
good history lesson.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. You know what? I wonder, the Mississippi River, I wonder if that was any, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it was a big
impediment for troops and everything.
Well, I mean, that's why Vicksburg was an important, victory and...
Yeah, but then maybe that is maybe why so many battles, major battles, were fought east of the Mississippi during the Civil War. That's where most people lived.
Yeah,
but Pea Ridge was a significant battle west of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, brother.
Thank you.
Okay,
y'all have a great day.
You too. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air, providing you with. Well, what all are we providing people with, Ed?
Well, we are making people more smarter, more gooder.
Yeah.
I mean,
more betterer.
This is what we do.
There are things that, a lot of things that end in ER that we're making you.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. And we are making people's
wonderfuler,
IQs.
Making people more wonderfuler.
Go up faster.
Yeah. Faster. Yeah. Faster is a new one.
And now, higher.
Let's repeat our questions for the last time this half hour.
Okay. In Genesis 2, we are told that a river went out of Eden and became four rivers. What were the names of those four rivers? Second question. Before spinach, what did Popeye's great-grandfather eat for strength? And I'll have to add a question. What are young foxes called?
What are young foxes called?
Yes.
There's a name for them.
Yeah, and there's several.
You go to your window and you look out in your backyard. You call your wife over and you say, honey, look back there. There's a bunch of young foxes back there.
Yeah.
And your wife goes, yes, it is, dear. That's a lot of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We want to know what that word is.
Right.
If it's right there when your wife says, you're right, honey, that's a lot of.
And then she says, they're headed for the chickens. Get the shotgun. Something's going to die.
We knew you'd have to bring violence into the picture, Ed. I'm just talking about your backyard when it's peaceful.
Those young foxes are going to get whacked.
All right. What do you got, JJ?
Here's what I've got. If you injure your hallux, H-A-L-L-U-X, if you injure your hallux, where are you hurting?
I'm hurting just thinking about it.
Oh, man, you're out there playing rugby.
I've stuck.
And you get kicked in the hallux.
That just happened last night. Mark.
You get up in the middle of the night and you stump your hallux.
Boss, I'm not able to come in today. My hallux is flaring up again. I got some pretty stout prescription to kind of keep it from flaring up, but right now it's on a warpath.
Your hallux flares up.
Can't operate heavy machinery.
when your hallux flares up?
Well, when you're taking prescription medicine.
Yeah. All right, here's what. So if you injure your hallux, where are you hurting? Second question, Thomas L. Slugger. Used to have a chair company, but the chair legs inspired him to turn it into making baseball bats. That's the short version for Ed. Third question, multiple choice. How many fireplaces are there in the White House? 18, 28, or 38?
You mean there's so at a minimum there's 18?
Yes.
Fireplaces?
Yeah.
You could make a living just being a chimney sweep there.
There's a reason that you see the president on TV a lot, but not the vice president. He is out there behind the West Wing chopping and splitting firewood. Now, when you got 18 or 28 or 38 fireplaces,
you got to keep them going.
Mike Pence is a calloused hand governor from Indiana doing a yeoman's job out there gathering up firewood.
Oh, man. That's why we need global warming.
Could the vice president chuck if the vice president could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. There's going to come a day when you're going to just flip over altogether to this alter ego that keeps coming out in your...
You know, I'm going to be a lot of trouble for those folks in the nursing home. I'll warn whoever the workers are.
That's JJ at 90 in the nursing home. That's what we're hearing
that
right
is
there.
Funny.
Thank you for saying 90.
that alter ego is just going to completely take over his personality. Yeah.
His daughters are going to have to. His daughters and Melanie got to do an intervention.
This is why JJ won't name this alter ego. I keep telling him you need to give this thing a name, but I think there's a deep-seated fear that
take over. Everybody at any major holiday, you're around somebody like that, or if you've ever worked on the farm or construction, you've worked with somebody like that or got a relative.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here are my questions. What are you shopping for if you are sized up by a Brannock device? And that does not hurt. It sounds like it would, but it doesn't.
There's a reason this tuxedo.
There we go.
There's a reason this tuxedo don't fit.
Ed, you and I need to talk.
I think we're dangerously close to that
really,
line.
We need to talk when this show's over, okay? Yeah. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
Number two.
I don't think JJ let us forget, or whoever that is.
What number? My second question, what land mammal other than man has the longest lifespan? Those are the two questions I have left that have not been answered. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
And we go to Missouri, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, John.
You're welcome, John. You're welcome.
I want to answer one that was asked of you about Snaggerfoot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
All
solve
right.
that mystery.
Yeah, solve that mystery. Because someone called in and asked us a question, and she didn't know the answer to it. So you tell us the Snagglepuss thing.
Okay, Snagglepuss was originally a character on Quick Draw McGraw.
Okay.
Until he got his own show. He got popular enough, he got his own show, Snagglepuss and Friends. And now don't quote me on this, but I do believe he was voiced by Walter Winchell.
Okay, he did Woody Woodpecker, too, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Walter Mondale did a couple of those
and
voices.
And as far as the channel that you watched him on, well, that depended on where you were at in this country.
Right, that's
I watched him on WGN out of Chicago.
Okay.
So, you know, it all depends on where you were. Okay.
All right.
The question I want to answer is the Fox kit. The boxes are called kits.
Okay, young foxes are called cubs, pups, or kits. So you got
it. There
you
go, John. Woo!
So a kit fox would be a young fox. Good. Congratulations on that, John.
How did you know that?
John? I hunt.
Oh, okay, you hunt. But you don't hunt those little precious animals, do you?
No.
Okay.
No, you can either be a hunter.
I do have animals, you know, all kinds of animals. Okay. So I kind of, you know, got that kind of trivia.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, you could either hunt or you could have one guard in your hen house. There's a lot of folks that know it because of that.
Well, if I had a hen house, I'd be guarding it myself.
John, what's your question for us?
All right. It's biblical. Where in the Bible does it tell you that the man should get up and make coffee every day?
That's in Hebrews. Hebrews, John.
Hebrews. Okay, guys. Love yourself.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you calling, my friend. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to, let's see here, North Carolina.
Yes.
And Monica is on the line. Monica, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you're doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The device when you go to buy something, the Braddock.
Okay, Monica. By the way, where are you calling from in North Carolina?
Well, right now I'm sitting on a farm path between Jackson and Seaboard because we're so far out in the country, it's the only place I have signal.
Okay.
Oh, really? Well, thank you for your dedication.
Absolutely. That's dedication.
Okay, here's the question that Monica's going to answer. What are you shopping for if you are sized up by Brannock device?
Shoes.
Whoa. That's absolutely right. You know what? I'm 53, almost 54, and I never knew what that thing was called.
That's silver. I didn't either. That silver thing with the little slides.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was either.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't even used it. And we quit using them after a certain.
And you don't use a shoehorn anymore. When you guys were little, do you remember this
shoehorn?
I still use shoehorns.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the shoe stores are kind of self-serve. So,
yeah.
You know.
Monica, how did you know the answer to that one?
Four kids, and they've worn them on their heads and everywhere else.
The Brannock device. So Mr. Brannock could have been Ms. Brannock for all I know.
Yeah.
I invented that.
Not getting much anymore.
No. Huh?
Hey, Monica, can you, you want to try to, well, we're almost out of time here for the break, so can you hold on for another 5 minutes? I know you've waited for a long time. Can you wait through the break?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. The Brannock device is a measuring instrument invented by Charles F. Brannock for measuring a person's shoe size.
Hmm.
The son of a shoe industry entrepreneur. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? Brannock attended Syracuse University.
Son of a preacher man.
Brannock spent 2 years developing a simple means of measuring the length, width, and length of the human foot, and he came up with this device. And
we're all grateful.
And now his heirs are thankful.
Yes.
Because, they don't have to work anymore.
Heirs to the Brannock fortune.
All right, we'll be back in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.